You're listening to Sideshow Network.
Open wide, it's mouth time
with Reductress.
I'm Quinn.
And I'm Dakota.
And we're just two girls
who share what our heads are thinking
by moving our mouths. On today's episode, here's what we'll be mouthing about.
We talk about signs.
It's fall, when we're achieving the perfect fall aesthetic.
We talk about seven Aidens who were perfect before you got to know them.
Plus, we talk to the daughter of Elle Fanning, Cranberry Flamlin.
We're editors of Reductress, the only source for women's style, news, entertainment, life advice, inspiration, and watch out, don't step in that pile of poop.
Okay, we are so excited because it is
finally fall.
Dakota, what does fall mean to you?
Okay, so fall for me is mostly about saying a lot and then rubbing pumpkin spice on my butt.
Oh my gosh. For me, it's like scooping out a pumpkin, curling up inside of it, and hoping Chab doesn't light me on fire like last year.
Wow, that's amazing.
He was so sorry. He bought me like 5 engagement rings to say so. Also, it wasn't even fire. I just burned myself with a hair curler and then blamed it on him. Can you say ouchie wawa?
Oh my gosh. Honestly, Quan, like, you are my hero in so many ways. And maybe this isn't, like, the time to tell you, but everything you do is amazing.
Okay, so the most amazing part about fall is establishing our
fall aesthetic. And our fall aesthetic is in fall gear.
Okay, you can't see this because of my podcast, but I'm wearing, like, a comfy sweater to make me adorably cozy, like a muffin you just want to give kisses to. But, ow, it's hot. Oh. You just took it out of the oven.
The ouch, 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 my lips.
Exactly.
And I'm eating nothing but dried leaves that fell off of their trees naturally because a thin woman blew on them.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, yes, if you pull leaves off of trees, you are a monster.
Exactly. That's why I stopped speaking to my 3-year-old nephew, Cage.
I can't believe you never told me you had a 3-year-old nephew.
Well, yeah, because after what he did to that tree, he is dead to me.
Cool. My fall aesthetic is calling fall autumn.
That's so cool.
Yeah. I love autumn.
Autumn. I love seeing it.
Yeah.
My fall aesthetic is moving to a cabin up north, sitting on the porch, taking a big inhale and going,
Yeah, like you already said that. Oh, I see what you mean. That's really cool. Okay, so Chab's fall aesthetic is like looking great with a scarf and without a scarf.
Ah, relationship walls.
Fall walls.
I can't wait to arrange all these hashtags into a fall foliage collage.
Is foliage a hashtag?
Oh my God. I think it can be a hashtag if you put a hashtag in front of it.
That's great. Fallspiration.
Hashtag fallspo. Oh my gosh, look, I just said it. It's already trending.
Okay, what are some other hashtags? Like hashtag fall in love.
That's so good.
Because honestly, a lot of people I do think fall in love during fall. Well, I'm sorry. Autumn.
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 Autumn is the number one season where people fall in love.
That's so true. I've tried to fall in love in other seasons, and the other seasons are like, they wag a finger at me and they go, nuh-uh, girlfriend.
You can't, because winter is too cold.
You said it.
Summer is too hot.
And spring is too cliche.
Totally. Nobody wants to fall in love in spring.
Okay, our theme today is
signs. Honestly, I feel like I see signs everywhere.
I actually make all my major life decisions by looking for signs.
Wow, I think that's a sign.
Don't yell, you're scaring me.
Okay, well, I actually believe that everything in life is a sign. Like, okay, like the other day I was like on my way here, you know, and I was like waiting to catch the train and I like got into the station and the train didn't come like right away, but it came like soon. And then I got to work. I was like, that was a sign.
Oh my God. Yeah. I like had a really big sign the other day too. Sometimes something is just so like plain and obvious. You just like can't say no to it. You have to say yes.
Totally.
So that for me was like, I got a coffee. Oh my God, I should call my mom. Like everything
that's
in the universe.
Crazy.
Is like, you should call your mom. Call your mom. Like, I realized everything from the beginning of it, from going to get the coffee to getting the coffee.
Yeah.
You know, to
drinking coffee.
And of course, every time I say coffee, I do mean chocolate milk. It just was like so obvious to me.
Yeah. Like the other day I dropped like $400 on the street.
Yeah.
And this man was like, excuse me, miss. That's it. That was the sign.
I love that.
That makes sense.
That's why we love signs. Okay, so if you're listening to this podcast, it means that you enjoy this podcast, we think.
You better.
And if you want to support this podcast, it's actually really easy to do that.
So all you have to do is go to patreon.com/reductress. That's patreon.com/reductress.
You can set up a monthly donation that's super easy. For just $5 a month, you get Bobo Conto, which is what we call bonus content, like extra podcast material or pics and vids with our celebrity guests.
And for $50, which is literally just like the price of a cup of coffee, you get a horoscope made just for you, plus a free Reductress tote bag, which is totes amazing.
Oh my God, that's so good. Basically, we can't do this podcast without your help, and it really, really, really means a lot to us. Like, at least a little to a lot to
us. We're pretty much grateful.
We're, like, so grateful. It's, like, huge for us. But, like, also, we don't need you, but, like, oh my God, we need you.
Like, we need your money, but, like, maybe we don't need your, like, emotional support in our lives because we're both in really good headspaces right now, and we're not in bad headspaces.
Don't believe what people told you. We're doing okay.
If people told you we were sick head-wise, they're lying.
But anyway, thank you so much for listening, and go to patreon.com/reductress if you didn't find this little ad offensive. Bye!
Now it's time for our yummiest segment. The mouthwash!
This is where we take a headline from reductress.com, rip it from its mother, put it in an incubator, and raise it as our own.
Ugh, gross. Sorry. I don't want kids.
Okay, cool. This week's headline is 7 Aidens Who Were Perfect Before You Got to Know Them by Jasmine Pierce. And it's basically a page out of my diary.
Ugh, Aidens are so yum yum.
Oh my gosh. Did you get to know any of the Aidens in your life?
Well, no. Once I get to know them, I usually forget who they are because I just started dating someone and I'm so busy tweeting.
Well, how many Aidens have you dated?
Well, like none spelled like Aiden, like A-I-D-E-N. But I've dated at least four that spell their name Aiden, like an A and an N.
Like the number 8 and then the letter N.
Yeah. It's French.
Cool. Yeah. I mean, I think that no matter what, when you're dating a guy, at some point there comes in a relationship where like they're like, oh, I have this like terrible secret. Like one time I was dating a guy and I was like, this is the guy. And then one day I like come home and I'm like, something feels wrong. And I go into my room and I just something, it was like a sign. It like came over me and I was like, did you use hair conditioner today? And he goes, no.
Ugh.
And I was like, oh my God. I mean, like we can't be together.
I would have run out the door.
I mean, you have to protect yourself. When things like that happen, you have to protect yourself. I mean, and that's the thing. Like, everyone has their skulls in a claws, but you have to really, like, bring those things up early in the relation. Otherwise, you're going to get blindsided by something terrible.
Exactly. Like, I dated this guy named Trum for 17 years before I found out that he liked sports.
No. Unacceptable.
It's disgusting.
And that was
the mouthwash. Okay, so now we're going to play a game called Are You Relatable?
We had our listeners write in asking for advice, and we're going to tell them whether their problem is something we totally relate to or not.
Okay, so first question. I recently got a puppy, and my boyfriend is complaining that I don't give him enough attention. is my guy being selfish, or do I need to share myself with them both?
I think that's relatable.
I relate to that.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes I like can't devote all of my attention to the people who I'm in a relationship with.
Yeah. Especially if there's a puppy.
Yeah. I mean, if there's a puppy, if there's a beaking puppy.
If there's a forking pap.
Forget it.
Forget it.
Girl, you're relatable. We're not going to tell you how to solve your problem, but that is a relatable problem.
That's super relatable. Good luck with that. Hope you solve it.
Okay, here's the next one. I'm 23 and my parents just told me they're getting a divorce. I know I'm supposed to be an adult now, but I feel like they were staying together just for me. Is this my fault? That's a heavy question.
I'm going to have to say not relatable. Like, what?
I don't know anyone whose parents are divorced.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they are, it's like... It just is the kid's fault. Ignore it. It's your fault. Like,
it's your fault. Ignore it. Okay. Yeah. Sorry.
Bye. Okay. So I know this is going to sound weird, but I've just been getting to know this guy who's really good looking and smart and funny. And we just found out that we're cousins. I really like him, but this is really embarrassing. What do I do? Go for it, girl. Yeah. You're relatable as fuck.
Yeah, that's so relatable. A lot of times I think you do like find someone attractive and then you're just like, my family tree is so effing big. Like, who knows? Anyone could be related to you.
Yeah, like you could literally be related to anyone.
Family is a construct.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, good luck with that. You're relatable.
Yeah.
Okay, here's the next one. I just crashed my rental car. Help. It's like relatable, but like you should try a little harder.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, were you drinking?
Right. Like, we need more deets.
Because like, then, like, I got that.
Yeah. Did something come out of nowhere?
Yeah. Like,
that's so relatable.
Like a small, like a deer.
Is it a Toyota Camry? That would be relatable.
That would be really relatable. Like, did you crash into a deer?
Yeah.
Because that's relatable.
Have you crashed into a deer before, Dakota?
I did, but I was on foot. Okay, this next one's really good. I just got a new job recently hosting a podcast, and I'm like so bored. What do you think, Quinn?
Did you write this?
What?
I can't relate to it, but can you?
I mean, yeah. The deer really did come out from nowhere. It was crazy.
And that was
Are You Relatable? So we're super duper excited to have our guest on today. She's the daughter of Elle Fanning, Cranberry Flamlin.
Thank you so much for joining us, Cranberry.
Thank you so much for having me.
So you're taking a hiatus from seventh grade to promote your new book of teen erotic fiction called Old Enough to Party.
That's correct.
Where did you get the inspiration for the book?
Well, honestly, I'm really big into just like celebrities and, you know, things like that. So every time I look at a celebrity, I think of how much I want to touch them. And I decided to write about it.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
Tell us about how you got started on your first piece of fanfic.
So I was on Tumblr. You guys know it?
I've heard of it.
No. Oh.
Okay. Well, so I'm really popular on there, and it's all because, you know, like I said, I'm really inspired by celebrities, and lately I've been just like really into Drake, and
he's really nice.
I know.
Okay.
So anyway, I met Drake, and I was super inspired by him because I wanted to touch him. Mm-hmm. And so I sat down at my computer, and I said, how do I put this on the page? And so I just kind of started to write, and it flowed out of me. Like, I blacked out. I do not remember what happened. But when I woke up, I had 8 million followers and a book deal.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah. As someone who's blacked out a lot in my life, I can say that I've never accomplished that much during a blackout.
Yeah, it's hard.
It's kind really of hard. Almost like it was a sign.
A sign.
A sign.
Okay. Our theme today is about signs. We don't want to have to explain what a sign is, but basically it's something that makes you go, oh. So did you ever have a sign in your life that was like a sign that was kind of like, oh, this is like really a sign?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, the first sign that I can really remember seeing was my mom had this pillow in her room that says just like a cousin is a sister you don't know yet. And I was like, she's right. I should get to know my cousins.
That's beautiful.
Yeah.
And where are your cousins now?
And they're somewhere in Florida. I've never met them.
Cool.
That's amazing. I actually had a pillow once when I was a kid that said, life's better at the beach. And I was like, so true.
That's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My pillows have never said anything, but one does have like, do you know Beauty from Beauty and the Beast?
Yeah.
Is that the yellow one?
Yeah. But she's not on it. It just kind of reminds me of that movie.
Is it just like a regular pillowcase?
Yeah, it's like, well, it's not totally regular. It's like white. And it's got like a little bit of lace, like a seam towards the end.
No, I can see how that reminds you of Beauty from Beauty and the Beast.
I love her. She's so pretty.
She's so thin.
Don't even talk to me about it. Okay, so it must be really hard being the child of a celebrity, especially when you're growing up at the same time as them. What was that like? Like, how would you describe your childhood?
Well, I think that the hardest part is probably that we have all the same friends.
Mm. Totally.
Yeah. But it is really nice because if I ever have a question, she also has the same question. And we get to ask those questions together. But also, she's just like a little bit taller than me, so it's also nice to have someone who feels like an authority figure in that way, you know.
Yeah,
and she taught me a lot.
I call everyone who's taller than me sir.
Me too.
No matter what their deal is,
except for my mom.
Yeah,
as someone who is 6'1", I totally understand like height equals power. I've always felt really powerful.
Why are you yelling at me?
I'm not yelling. This is what I'm saying. Like, I'm just so, I exude power all the time from my hashtag height.
You're literally going to make me cry, which is like so unfair because my birthday is in like 8 months.
Sir. Oh my God, it's so soon.
I know.
Her birthday is in 8 months. Don't make her cry.
I'm so sorry. Happy birthday.
Thank you so much. I think I'm going to plan something for it.
Let me know if you need help because we should probably start booking spaces now.
Okay. Okay, so now that you're kind of on this hiatus from school, like, what do you do now that you're not, like, at school?
Well, I definitely spend most of my day trying to craft more erotic fiction. Mm-hmm. And I really just sit on the internet and I scroll around. Or sometimes I'll go to Starbucks. I love Starbucks. It's a big deal for me.
Starbucks is amazing.
Mm-hmm. But normally I'm just sort of, I'll wake up and my mom and I will hang out. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I'll go to set with her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'll just sort of like watch my mom be my mom. And then I'll sometimes scribble down some stuff on my phone that I'm inspired by. And then that's kind of it. I don't really have to do a whole lot because my stuff is just getting reblogged all the time.
Yeah. I mean, like, I don't want to be rude, but, like, you're in seventh grade and you're writing, like, erotic fiction for adults. And the way that you keep talking about celebs is that, like...
Oh, it's for teens.
Oh, it's for teens. Mm-hmm. Oh, then never mind. Is it just you touching celebs, though, or is there something else?
It's mostly sort of just, like, fantasies I have about them that are sort of related to middle school things. Like, I have this really famous story about Drake and the middle school dance.
Oh. What's your, like, dream celeb date?
Good question.
Probably Drake.
What would you guys do?
I would really like to get tacos with Drake and walk around and talk about stuff.
That's so beautiful.
That's so beautiful.
Yeah. I think he'd really like to know a lot about my mom. Probably a lot of people ask me questions about my mom.
So, like, I don't want to be rude, but, like, have you actually had sex yet?
Oh, my God. That is, like, not rude at all. Such a good question. I love it.
That's a great question.
Have you had sex? Do you have sex?
Well, like...
Have you had sex?
Have you ever had sex?
So, like...
Is it fun?
Do you like sex?
For me?
For sex?
Yeah. No, so, like...
How many times?
You know, like... Definitely, like,
have you had sex?
Okay, I
what was your favorite sex?
Well, yeah, so I definitely.
Hey, Cranberry.
Hmm.
Have you had sex?
What's the question?
Have you had sex?
Have I had it?
Yeah.
I have not.
What was that?
What was that? Have you had sex?
I
forgot a question for you, Dakota. Have you had sex?
Oh my gosh. Of course. I'm having sex right now.
Cool. Hey, Cranberry, have you had sex?
Right. So yeah, definitely sex.
Cranberry, are you a virgin?
Are you a bourbon?
Are you a versus?
I'm only 12.
You're only 12.
But I'm mature for my age, so like I know what it is.
Totally.
My mom has taught me about it.
Yeah. I mean, like, when I was your age, I definitely hadn't had sex, but I definitely had come like really close and then had told like a lot of guys, like, I'm not that type of girl.
Yeah.
I think that's like a really helpful thing to do.
Yeah. It's important to like let all the guys around, you know, like whatever type of girl they're expecting, you're not that type of girl.
Yeah. So if they're like, do you want to play pickup basketball? You're like, I'm not that type of girl. But then if they're like, oh, do you want to go to the prom with me? You're like, I'm not that type of girl.
Yeah.
Oh, do you want to like discuss a book? I'm not that type of girl.
Yeah. Well, but what about my book? Like, what if, or is it a metaphor or is it literal? Now I'm really confused about it.
Well, the cool thing about like a metaphor is that it is whatever it means to you. So I guess whatever it means to you.
As a writer, I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's just harder to live it.
I'm a writer as well, so.
Dakota's like our like social media guru.
I'm like a social media expert.
Oh my God, I totally just realized that you have the same name as my grandma.
Oh my gosh, but it's really different because my name is with a D.
Oh.
So like, who's your dad?
Oh my gosh, yeah, who's your dad?
Well, honestly, my mom won't tell me.
Whoa.
OMG.
I know. I've asked her a lot, and I just feel like it's really important to my writing to sort of know. It's important to have a daddy when you're a writer.
Do you have any guesses?
I have one guess, but it's not a good one because I've written about him, and that makes me nervous.
Is it Drake?
It's Drake.
Wow.
Okay.
That's
complicated.
Crazy.
You're like complicated.
You're trying to date Drake, and Drake could be your dad.
I know.
I know you haven't had sex, but that's weird.
You'll like learn a lot of things as you like mature.
Uh-huh.
But one of them is that like you're not supposed to date your dad.
Well, I don't know if he's my dad, so if he isn't, I'd want to take that risk.
Honestly, okay. I'd say since you don't know who your dad is, I would just like maybe assume that any guy could be your dad and just like hold off.
I mean, yeah, that's a good advice. But it's like, why do you even think that Drake is your dad?
I just think we have a similar sense of humor.
That is genetic.
Yeah, it definitely. When I see him, I see myself more than anyone.
That's crazy.
That's really beautiful.
Thank you. What, you know, I just don't want him to ever read the story I wrote about him. Do you think he's read it?
No. I genuinely tell you, I'm 100% sure.
Well, maybe if you're on the internet, he might have seen it.
I don't think he's seen it. I don't think he has heard of you or is aware of you, to be honest. I don't even know if he knows
that Elle Fanning exists.
He's probably seen her in like movies. She's pretty famous.
I don't know. I don't think so.
Maybe he saw I Am Sam and thinks that that movie is like 100 years old. And he's like, Dakota Fanning's dead.
Yeah, maybe he thinks Dakota Fanning's dead.
Well, she is really old. She's my grandma.
Yeah.
She's actually going to visit her pretty soon. Heard she's not well.
Oh my gosh, is it her hips?
She fell the other day.
Ugh.
That's not good.
Poor Dakota with the tea.
Yeah.
Bless her. So who is your child of a celebrity inspo?
Probably my best friend, Apple.
Oh my gosh.
Apple.
Is that Gwyneth's child.
Yeah. The first thing that we bonded over was that we have fruit names.
That's really beautiful. Because you're cranberry. Yeah. You're cranberry. I didn't even know cranberry was a fruit.
I like also had kind of forgotten. I kind of thought it was a city.
I thought cranberry was a decor.
Well, it was cranberry, North Dakota.
Cranberry decorations.
Cranberry Flamlin.
Oh my God, no. My personal favorite child of celebrity would have to be Grace DeVito, Rhea Perlman's daughter. I met her.
I still like don't even know who that is.
Have you said that before? That name before? It doesn't even sound familiar.
That's so weird. Like Rhea Perlman, it girl, 2017. Just you wait. You're gonna see her on all the runways.
So, do you think that you're ever going to return to school? And if so, you know, what's going to be different when you get there?
That's a really tough question because I just feel like I've matured past all of my peers so much.
I don't know. Some of them might be having sex.
Probably not, though, because they would wait for me. We all sort of decided, like, we don't have sex unless we don't have sex. You know what I mean?
You made a pact.
A sex pact.
I love pacts.
Me too.
Huge fan.
They're fun.
They're so fun.
Yeah. You kind of get what you want out of them and then, you know. But one day people like break packs or they expire.
They do eventually expire.
He didn't know that.
Well, did you put your pact in the fridge?
No.
It's probably expired. You should smell it.
Okay, well, I'll do that when I get home. I'll ask my mom to take out the pact so I can smell it.
Amazing.
So amazing.
Okay, so Cranberry, your whole deal is like teen erotic fiction. To me, I don't really know what that looks like because as a teen, you know, who knows what I was up to. Well, it was riding horses. So what does that look like?
Well, I can read you like a segment of it if you want.
Yeah.
I'd love that.
We'd love that.
It really just looks like words on a page if you're wondering what it looks like. But I mean, so it would be something. This is like a segment from my first hit, Drake in the Middle School Dance. Drake. He's going to start. So it's like this picture, like Drake talking. Okay. Can you picture that? Okay. So it's like, hold on, Jeff, what is going on at that middle school we are driving past here in rural Pennsylvania? Sir, it appears to be a middle school dance. Would you care to attend? Yes, I've been feeling pretty lonely, and I think that I might meet someone special there. It's like, you know, kind of like that. And then he goes to the middle school dance, and then he meets the love of his life.
I just don't know if Drake would say that. I don't know if you're looking for notes, but I just don't know if Drake would say that. Is that rude? Am I being rude?
I feel like Drake would probably be like, oh, let's keep driving to the party that we're going to.
Rihanna's waiting
for Rihanna's me. There.
Right. Well, actually, in the story, he's sad because Rihanna broke up with him.
Oh. Drama. I love it.
Okay, that makes sense. That's like justified. Totally. Sense.
Because people will do anything after Rihanna breaks up with them.
Right. And so sometimes they go to a middle school dance, and sometimes they slow dance with the new love of their life. And
who's that?
Well, in the story, her name is Amanda. But can you guess who it's supposed to be?
Amanda Bynes.
Amanda Bynes.
Good for her.
So good. I'm happy for her. That's a real turnaround.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be me.
Oh. I was confused because your name is not Amanda.
That confused me too.
Right. Well, it sort of rhymes with cranberry.
No.
Amanda.
Cranberry.
It doesn't work.
Amanda. Yeah. I hear it.
That's good. I mean, you're the author.
Thank you.
Okay, so we're hoping that you'll stick around and play a game with us.
Yeah, I'm 12. I love games.
Makes sense. This game is called
Daddy or No Daddy. So I'm going to name a guy and we'll say whether he's daddy or no daddy.
Is it like in a sex way or a dad way? Because my dad's on a business trip and I don't want my daddy to get hurt.
Oh, it's definitely a sex way.
Cool. Okay, here's the first one. Daddy or no daddy? Benedict Cumberbatch.
No, daddy. I don't like eggs.
Ooh. Okay. Daddy or no daddy? Prince Harry.
Daddy.
Ooh. Daddy. Definitely daddy. Daddy.
Royal daddy.
Daddy.
Royal daddy. Thank you. Okay. Daddy or no daddy? The fictional character from Game of Thrones, Jon Snow.
Daddy.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? Burr, it's cold outside. Daddy or no daddy? A snowstorm.
No daddy.
No daddy.
Oh.
Snowstorms are hard for me.
Oh my God. Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I haven't really talked about it with anybody, but I was left in a snowstorm when I was a baby, and that's how my mom found me.
What?
What?
You mean 18-year-old Al Fanning is not your biological mom?
I didn't know until the other day, but I guess not.
Wow.
Oh, this is crazy. Are you okay? Because please. I'm tweeting about this.
Yeah.
If it gets more than 100 retweets, I'll stop crying.
Okay, done.
Yay.
Great.
Okay, daddy or no daddy, Barack Obama.
America's daddy.
America's daddy. Okay, daddy or no daddy, dead Steve Jobs.
No daddy.
Weird. I feel like daddy.
Cool. Daddy or no daddy, a picture of a train.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Daddy. Okay, daddy or no daddy, the tragedy at Chernobyl.
This one's hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's no, my favorite yogurt.
No daddy, I think.
Are you thinking of Chobani?
Yeah. Chernobyl.
The tragedy at Chobani.
Chobani.
Daddy.
Daddy.
Okay. Daddy or no daddy? Your daddy.
Hey.
Oh my God, it's at 500 retweets.
I'm going to say no daddy because I really love him.
Okay.
That's beautiful. Okay. Daddy or no daddy, your daddy's daddy.
That's daddy. Steve Jobs' dead body. So again, I'm just going to have to say.
Maybe no daddy.
No daddy. Yeah.
Changed my mind.
Okay. Daddy or no daddy, your daddy's daddy's daddy.
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 We've never met him. It's fine.
Daddy or no daddy? Mommy?
Daddy.
Oh, daddy.
No daddy.
Daddy. Royal daddy.
Royal daddy. Wow. What an amazing game. Thank you so much for playing.
Thank you for letting me play. I don't ever really get to play games anymore.
That's so sad. Okay. So this last segment is called
Spell it.
And this is like where we just talk about the cool things we're up to. So this week I'm going to be hosting a remembrance party for my horse Nimbles.
Oh my God.
Congratulations.
Did he die?
Oh. No.
Oh. And I'll be live tweeting my nap. Get at me, bitches.
Yay. Okay. Cranberry Flamlin, what are you going to plug?
Well, I have a reading at Barnes & Noble's next week for my sequel, Old Enough to Party Even Older.
Oh my gosh.
So I'm really excited for that. There's a lot of celebrity erotic fiction in it for teens.
That's so cool.
Wow. Maybe see you there.
Yeah. And then also my favorite boy band ever, Famous Male Duo. Have you heard of them?
Yes. I'm a huge fan. I've been following their Digitour.
Yeah, exactly. The Digitour is coming to the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater on October 6th at like 6:30 or whatever.
Oh my gosh.
I'm going to be backstage. So if you come, you'll be able to see me back there.
You're kidding. That's so cool.
That's so cool. Thanks so much for joining us, Cranberry. Tune in next week where we can't find Jesus.
Mm.
This was Mouth Time with Reductress, brought to you by the Sideshow Network. Written by Beth Newell, Sarah Pappalardo, Nicole Silverberg, Rachel Winitsky, and Jasmine Pierce. Special thanks to our producer, Maria Spertolozzi, and our guest, Sam Reese. Check out Reductress.com for more, and follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
Let's tell listeners about our podcast, A Waste of Time with It's the Real.
Yes, we came up with the idea for a podcast where it was going to be a dinner party style conversation on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. All of our rapper friends were going to come over, but then the press release went out and it said that it was going to be a dinner party. And we were like, oh no, we have to cook for all these rappers.
And so we have. We've had people like Jadakiss and Mac Miller and Migos. They're all here to tell stories and they end up being fed, which is great.
Yeah, a little surprise.
Check us out, A Waste of Time with It's the Real, with new episodes every Tuesday.
Yes, download, rate, and subscribe on iTunes or check us out on SideshowNetwork.tv/It's the Real. We out ya.